John Howard was only 6 weeks into his 11-year prime ministership when Tasmanian gunman Martin Bryant killed 35 people on April 28, 1996. The Port Arthur massacre horrified Australians and set in motion wide-ranging gun reform in Australia. Mr. Howard faced some resistance and he threatened to hold a referendum to alter the constitution and give the federal government constitutional power over guns. He famously appeared at a public meeting in a bulletproof vest to explain the proposed changes.
There come occasions for any government to take decisions which can only be effectively implemented in the interest of the overall national good if they involve some disproportionate inconvenience and some disproportionate deprivation for one section of the community. I'm sorry about that, but there is no other way. There is no other way.
The proposals included a ban on all semi-automatic rifles and all semi-automatic and pump-action shotguns. They also introduced a system of licensing and ownership controls. The federal government instigated a gun buyback scheme, which ran for 12 months from October the 1st that same year. More than 1 million firearms were returned and destroyed. University of Sydney gun control analyst Philip Alpers says the groundswell for change was huge despite the sound of the crowd at that public meeting.
He knew that he had total public support. I mean, the polls were running at 90 to 95% in favour of gun control. Australians, Port Arthur was just the last straw. In the 18 years before the ban, there were 13 mass shootings. Of course, in the 20 years following the ban, there have been no mass shootings. And the decline in total firearm deaths has accelerated. So John Howard's decision has been validated since.
The students who survived the latest US mass shooting, which killed 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school, have embraced the task of trying to force gun control changes in the United States. One 17-year-old survivor, Adam Alhanti, was asked on CNN television why he thinks the mass shootings happen in the United States but not other countries. He cited the aftermath of the Port Arthur massacre as a template for his country to follow.
I think that other governments, like the government of Australia, for example, they 12 days later after one of their largest shootings, they immediately put a ban on assault rifles and they took action quickly, and America did not. And this is what we need to do to stop more shootings from happening.
But Mr. Alpers, citing previous campus massacres in the United States, says he still doubts the Florida shooting will prove to be a turning point in the gun control debate in that country.
When Columbine happened, we all thought that would be the tipping point. Then there was Virginia Tech, 32 people shot dead. And then there was Sandy Hook, white primary school children and their teachers being shot in a wealthy neighbourhood. Now, if that didn't make a change, what would? Since then, we've had worse killings in Las Vegas and Florida. I cannot see America just suddenly changing its entrenched, almost religious attitude to guns.